some place to be. Yeah. Ain't ducking nothing. Just might have to build my own city where y'all need a real passport to enter. Miss Hill, we ain't going nowhere. They gonna have to deal with us. Make them uncomfortable. Yeah. I won't break the code. Young trying not to die. We just pray that we get old. My niggas is gone. If they was not in the field, I won't put their name in a song. I've been in the zone. Calling my niggas from jail. Just praying they pick up the phone. Try to get the gum, get it with me. If they was too busy, I'll get it alone. Watch how you approach. Young niggas drunk in a ghost. I'm blessed like I run with the Pope. If I'm on a yacht, got my gun on the boat. I'm not like you niggas ain't wanna be broke. When it got cold, I wanted a coat. My uncle was tripping. He wanted some dope. I'm trying to be the richest little nigga you know. This paper get thrown, see who pick up the most. I was with killers. Mama did. And no, this might be the realest shit I never wrote. I got it, just know it fit inside my coat. So many feelings spilling out my soul. Ran out of product, we was dealing soap. I'm just being modest, I could get it low. Don't care who the hottest, this is low. Pull up in Prada, probably with ya. Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that and call for the ransom. Two-step and I am not with the dance. Only live once, so I'm taking these chances. I'ma do all that I gotta do. Go back to my hood, they say that we proud of you. Over the family, we gotta shoot. Carolina whip, powder blue. Never was providing, talking how they riding, homie, I was riding too. In public housing, tried to violate me and Chetty talking about we gotta move. Eviction notices, I got them too. Moving dolo, this was not a group. Knocking Tupac and a lot of Snoop. Got the hang of this shit like I got a noose. Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that and call for the ransom. Two-step and I am not with the dance. Only live once, so I'm taking these chances. I'ma do all that I gotta do. Go back to my hood, they say that we proud of you. Over the family, we gotta shoot. Carolina whip, powder blue. Never was providing, talking how they riding, homie, I was riding too. In public housing, tried to violate me and Chetty talking about we gotta move. Eviction notices, I got them too. Moving dolo, this was not a group. Knocking Tupac and a lot of Snoop. Got the hang of this shit like I got a noose. My crew was too live, I was not with Luke. I ain't lying, my mama do Prada boots. Eating salmon on a private boat. Just me and my so I got the coup. I really had NBA dreams. Go overseas or get a full ride to Duke. Now when I play the hood, I'm just sliding through. Not a thing I gotta prove. Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that and call for the ransom. Two-step and I am not with the dance. Only live once, so I'm taking these chances. I'ma do all that I gotta do. Go back to my hood, they say that we proud of you. Over the family, we gotta shoot. Carolina whip, powder blue. Never was providing, talking how they riding, homie, I was riding too. In public housing, tried to violate me and Chetty talking about we gotta move. Eviction notices, I got them too. Moving dolo, this was not a group. Knocking Tupac and a lot of Snoop. Got the hang of this shit like I got a noose. Now they calling me handsome.
Boom, 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 boom. Peace, 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 peace. It's your host, Hard Body Dreams. You tapping in with One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz. And I've had the lovely pleasure of interviewing the Divine Empress in Didi Cascade.
Hey.
And we just had Michelle St. Hill on air. Breaking it down, talking about Black Music Month Festival happening at the end of this amazing week. So look. And did he just give it to him, right? Just give it to him.
If you like Black music, if you consume Black music or any form of music at all, and you appreciate any form of music, culture, sciences, come support Black Music Month. at the end of this week. So this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Artist Lodge on Main. That's 2111 Main Street. Completely free for admission. Admission is free. All kinds of incredible artists, music artists, vendors, food, drinks, vibes. Bring all your friends. Bring your family. If you want to check my set in particular, I play on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on the community stage. And that's what's pretty unique this year. We have two stages this year.
Come on.
So we have the main stage. We have a community stage, which is more interactive. And we're celebrating Filipino and Black solidarity this year. So we got some incredible Filipinx artists as well. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. So really hope that you can make it out. If you want more information, you can just check out my media. So ndidicascade.ca, that's public. And ndidicascade music on IG. I'm posting all day, every day. Everything's up there. So please follow me. Thank you so much for Hard Body for having me on the show. I love getting into it with y'all and getting deep, talking about my history and also the full circle moment of me coming back to SFU, which is where it all started, ladies and gentlemen.
Straight up.
This is where it all started. Yeah, and Didi Cascade got her musical start here on the Hill. And I had a radio show on CJSF back in the day called Sagittarists.
Really?
Before 9/11, of course.
Yeah. It was more appropriate. Kind of like the whole Sagittarius soiree. Like.
Yeah, that's it evolved. Yeah, because I'm Sag, right? Yeah, this is how I roll, right?
Yeah.
So, oh my God, so shout out Sagittarius soiree.
Yeah.
That's an annual thing I do for my birthday every year featuring, 25 artists sometimes. It's out of control.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Definitely
a blast. But I'm always building in community, curating. If you want me to come into your schools, I got three touring shows right now. So Metaphor, Hip Hop 101, Elements, and the Origin Show. So if you want us in your school, please, you can holler at me at Didi Cascade Music on IG or on didicascade.ca. You can holler at me through that and book me to come into your school and uplift and motivate the next gen.
True indeed.
Yeah.
And how old are the kids that you
kindergarten with? to college.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We do it all.
That's amazing.
We do it all, yeah. Hip hop
programming.
Yeah, let's get it.
True indeed.
Thank you so much, Hardbody. You're the best.
Love you long time too.
So many skills.
Yes.
You always inspire me as a real MC.
Thank you.
As a battle MC. It's so funny. I love freestyling for fun.
Yeah.
But I've been in battles, but it's always been verses and songs.
Uh-huh.
Never head to head battles. I'm too nice. I'm too scared. I'm like,
Yeah, right.
I don't want to go there.
I can see you going. Yeah. you just out there. You was like, I was like, okay.
Yeah. If I got beef with you though, you're gonna feel it.
Thank you.
I don't got beef with any. Just
no.
But if you are a narcissist in any sense, or you want to steal my energy, that's where things go left.
Yeah.
But you just get blocked. I'm not really a fighter. I don't want to waste my time fighting.
Straight up.
You just get a block.
It's blocked.
Yeah. I got other things I want.
Yeah, man. Have you seen the movie Sinners?
Not yet. I can't believe I haven't seen it yet. But I have to.
You gotta watch it.
I didn't even want to know anything about it.
Don't let them in. That's all I'll say. When you watch it, don't let them in. Vampires, man. You know?
For real. Yeah.
Straight up.
Seriously. And that's if you can overcome the vampire energy, you will be a powerful person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my advice to the younger generation is don't give away your power.
Mm-hmm.
Don't slip. And if you do, it's okay. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to get into your feelings and take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And you just come back stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you could play my track Power at some point, that'd be amazing. If you have it all, if you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in the show, if not, I'll come back.
Well, I do, because I want to, and here's the thing, right? We kind of got into your story, right, a little bit. But I know that there's more to be, heard.
Back in the days when I used to count syllables, I began to wonder if I was atypical, too critical, afraid of the ridicule. Little did I know that I could be pinnacle.
Oof.
I started kicking incredible tight flows.
What?
Kids in the front row, how did she write those?
Oof.
I'ma just credit the Most High. If it wasn't for the I and I would just die.
Oof.
Indeed, you see, she's so dramatic. Oof. Some of y'all will label me religious fanatic. Well, they had it with labels and fables to stabilize. Eyes closed in the moment of truth. You don't rise, just divide yourself. Error.
And oh, that's boom, 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 boom.
Oh my
boom,
God.
Boom, boom.
I like rapping on the radio. I got verses. I got lots of verses. You got beats.
You're the first to actually rap on the radio.
What?
Yes.
On your show?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It's something that I've been thinking about doing, especially because, you know, I mean, obviously you see Sway, you see someone, yeah. And you know, they get, you know, you come in, you bust your bars, right? Like,
that's true.
You know?
I'm surprised, actually, yeah.
But
you know,
hey, you just spark something.
Starting history. Well, I mean, like I said, we're on the peak, right? This is it. It's a full circle moment.
It is.
So let me set the path, perhaps.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You heard
thank
it.
Thank you so much, hard buddy.
Yes, okay. I love you. You heard it from Didi Cascade. And, you know, One Order, baby. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. CJSF 90.1 FM. And it's a tradition for us, especially on the show, to give out shout-outs. So before, I know you kind of did, but just, you know, before you leave, just give a couple more shout-outs.
Yeah, sure, of course. I'm going to shout-out my man Lloyd. I'm a girl, Nanaya.
Yeah.
Shout-out Erica, Jessica. I'm a shout out Ethos Lab, Antonia. I'm a shout out Metaphor Crew, Powis HJ, my besties, Powis and
Powis.
LTI. Yes.
He's the mayor. At Sound Clash, he looked like the mayor, man. He was wearing a suit. I was like, bro. Prime Minister. I was like, yo, man, forget Carney. I'm voting for Powis.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, vote for Powis.
True indeed.
Yeah, man. We'll see you this summer. I don't know. Like, shout out Lincoln Thorne, Doreen, everyone working, the whole team working on Black Music Month Festival. Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody back home in the homeland you want to shout out?
Oh, in Nigeria?
Yeah.
Well, let's shout out just my Onyedjikwe family. Uh-huh. Onyedjikwe, my Igbo people.
Uh-huh.
Shout y'all out.
Uh-huh.
We miss all of you. We didn't get a chance to talk about Nigeria and Ghana yet, but maybe when I come back. I have to highly recommend that everyone check out the motherland. Everyone needs to go to the motherland. Nigeria is wild. You can't just go to Nigeria, though. Don't just go. You need to know people. You need to, like, have your bearings. You can't just show up in Nigeria, like, you know what I mean? But Ghana, you can start there. Like, you know.
That's what I heard. It's more friendly.
It's a bit more, you know, equipped for tourists. But there's nothing like Nigeria, I tell you. Nothing like Lagos, man. It's like the birthplace of Afrobeats. So it's just, like, energetically is insane. And they were so receptive to my bars. Like, when I was performing, like, they were just hype energy, so I gave my best because the energy in the crowd was like so good, you know what I mean? So Nigeria is just so hype.
Did you see the Benin wall?
No, I didn't go there. I didn't get a chance to sightsee really. It's just it's all about the people when I go to Nigeria. It's like my family and just like being in the city with the people, so I didn't get a chance to do any real sightseeing.
But I mean, you got to perform, which is, I mean, come on.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'm excited to go back. I'm excited. I would love to do like a cross-continental tour, hey? Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
You're coming.
Okay. I know I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, thank you so much, everyone. Once again, my name is Ndidi Cascade, and it's been a real blast and honor to be here with all of you. Yeah, we'll see you this weekend.
True indeed, we will see you this weekend. And like, you know, don't be, look, if you're just gonna do a Netflix and chill on the weekend, we're telling you to change that up and come out to the Black Music Month Festival. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna be better than watching reruns of whatever you like to watch of reruns of. You know what I'm saying? So
way better.
It's gonna be way better, baby.
Get some sun. It's gonna be sunny on Saturday, Sunday. It's gonna be really nice.
True indeed.
Get that melanin popping.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what you, that's the, yo, look, that's what your melanin needs. You need that sun.
You need
sun.
The vitamin D.
You do.
Yo, don't forget to take your supplements, though, my black people, my melanin people. Do not forget to take your vitamin D, please.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget. We need to live
here.
Long, right?
Especially here.
B-Complex. I should just do a show on, like, health-related stuff. I would love that.
Okay.
And D-Cascade, like, secrets.
Okay.
To vitality.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Okay. Exercise.
Come on.
Deep sleep.
Come on.
Can. B-Complex.
Uh-huh.
I take my collagen.
Mm-hmm.
I take lots of shrooms. And I'm talking non-psychoactive.
Of
psychoactive,
course.
If you like. It doesn't matter if you want to, like, get creative.
Lion's
but
mane.
But lion's mane actually really helps with my focus.
Yes.
My anxiety. Like, it's
yes.
so amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, just do your shrooms.
Ashwagandha.
Do your shrooms. Yeah.
Turkey tail.
Yeah. Yeah. Do your shrooms.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah. I've been doing electrolytes. Like,
mm.
oh, like just keep your brain hydrated. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want to just think more clearly, they say that the more hydrated your brain is,
yeah.
the better. So just stay hydrated. Especially if the summer's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So drink that water with electrolytes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, not too much, okay, and here I am, like, a mom, like, not too much sugar, not too much alcohol, but I do all those things, but
on,
not all the time, yeah, every morning I wake up and I take my turmeric tea, like,
uh-huh.
ask my man, like, my fresh turmeric,
uh-huh.
and, like, or I'll order, like, a juice and just, like, have my beet, carrot, like, but every morning I do some kind of cleanse,
yeah,
because that just, like, resets my body,
of course, fasting is
yeah.
I mean, I would add the fasting in there, too, like,
yeah, whatever you want to do, but for me, fasting, I have to do a cleansing. I gotta have either some kind of liquid, even just water.
Oh yeah, that's what
like
I mean.
Herbal
like
tea,
a water fast or a juice fast.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. I'm about to do a something called the geogenetic juice.
Oh, interesting.
It's by
good.
You ever heard of Yaki Awaken? Have you heard of the brother Yaki?
No.
Check him out.
Sounds familiar. Yeah, send that to me.
Yaki.
Send it to me.
Yeah, yeah. The geogenetic juice.
Oh, interesting. I like the sound of that.
It removes all the metals.
Oh, wow.
He'll like, I'm not a doctor. He's a doctor, and what he's done is heal diabetes through this fast.
No way.
So what it is cilantro. Cilantro gets rid of all the metals in your body. Parsley, 7 green apples, 2 cucumbers skinned, thumb of ginger, teaspoon of cayenne,
wow.
and a lemon with the skin, and you juice that. And
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, send that to
try
me.
5
that
days.
Sounds amazing.
I will.
Yeah.
I will, most definitely. I'm going
to
do it.
Also, I just realized I should give a shout out to my family here in Canada. They're also going to kill me. My sister Krita, my sister Angela.
Come on, man.
Simeon and Taffrai, Adonna, Krista, Chinika, Gino, Rachel, Eden, Azandra. I know, I'm like, should I do it to the beat? Just like shout out people to the beat?
Shout out, shout out,
yeah.
Come on.
I want to shout out to my family in Canada and
uh-huh.
across to Nigeria.
And back.
No, and back again.
Okay, go ahead. Come on. Yeah. From Canada to Nigeria, we're spreading the message, baby, like bacteria. We live in
so
civilized. Don't hate it on us, and please do not criticize. It's indeed. Oh,
boy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just rambling off the top, and I don't stop. I
uh-huh.
got the real hip-hop from
uh-huh.
the top of the dome down to my home, which
Ooh.
Is middle of the planet. And I just can't stand it how people want to just be into fascism. We say stop.
uh-huh.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Like, fascism is on the rise, people. Can we stop that, please? But, you know, I'm really happy. I don't know. Sometimes I get overwhelmed with what's happening on planet Earth. I'm like,
Just no.
stop fascism,
yeah.
please. Yeah.
I would say that.
It.
I would say that it's always been here. It's not, you know.
No, I know. But what I love is consciousness is growing. Like, there
For
are some
sure.
incredible influencers out there that are actually, like, making my life right now, you know? Like, every time I see, you know, I've witnessed this ongoing genocide. I've witnessed, like, the oppression in the global south constantly. Migrants, like, I just, people of color constantly being oppressed. You know, my heart sinks, and I feel like, I don't know if I even want future generations, like, living here. But then, you know, you witness these incredible, evolved beings speaking from the soul, guiding all of us. And thank God for them, because if it wasn't for them, we're in that crew, Hard Body. I just feel like really honored that I can be a conduit channel, like, for the Most High, like the messages to the people. And I just want to always be a channel. You know what I mean? Like, what else can we do, right, at this point? And so, yeah, this is why the cleansing is important, right? Like, honestly, I feel like the healthier I am, the more cleansed my body is, the more clear my mind and my heart and my soul.
Yeah, man, the body is, the body is just the vehicle, most definitely. The body is the vehicle. And it's through, you know, it's through where all the processes happen, right? If your mind is infected by parasites, because that's what it really is.
Yeah.
Your mind is infected by parasites, and it's been shown and proven scientifically that parasites can affect the neurons in your brain, right?
Mm.
And so, there's a lot of food out there that one should not eat. And anybody who's listened to this show for the last year knows that Hard Body is not a pork eater. We don't do no swine.
I don't do that either.
We don't eat no...
I haven't had a mammal since 94.
Okay.
Like, I have no mammals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So no crustaceans, right?
Well, no crustaceans I have, but the thing is, I had a dream. I had a dream about lobsters yesterday.
Oh!
And how it's so terrible that people are boiling crustaceans live, because they can feel that shit.
Oh, I know.
Do not boil crabs and lobsters, please. I beg of you, do not. It's torture.
Well, you are what you eat.
Yeah, that's you.
And look, crabs and lobsters.
I love the way this conversation is going. I'm like, okay, go on.
Crabs and lobsters, those are bottom feeders.
They are too. Yeah, exactly.
So why were you gonna
eat? Stay away from that.
You know what I'm saying?
They're also sentient beings.
Look, it's already been shown through even ancestral and epigenetics, right? Is that, you know, trauma gets passed on through the DNA, and when you obviously kill an animal in the state of fear,
the adrenaline,
right?
Of
that, those hormones are going into the, you're eating that, so you wonder why people are savage.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah,
you know what
people
I'm saying?
Act savage. Yeah, stop the cycle of violence, everyone.
Straight
up. Hey, am I your new co-host or what? Like, do I get the job or?
Oh no, guilty, man. She tried to take your spot, guys. What's going on, guilty? She tried to take your spot, guys.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1. It's Nita Cascade and Hard Body Dream. Let's get listen to my voice. Come on.
I know. I know, but you already.
I'll be a special guest sometime.
Look, man. I'm open to it.
No, I don't want to take somebody's place.
It's all good. It's all about collaboration.
Yeah. No, I'll collaborate with y'all. How about that?
You know, you know, this is what it's about, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And honestly, I like the balance of the masculine and the feminine. I think it's dope.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
I was actually supposed to leave so long ago, and I'm still here. I'm like, I don't want to leave now. I'm like.
So next on One Order Radio, we got we're gonna talk about Oh man, there's so much to talk about. All right, y'all.
Wrap it up, though. Yeah.
We gonna wrap it up.
I gotta hit the gym, kids.
All right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Get some sleep.
And get some rest. Get your
shout out to Kia Kadiri too.
Yeah, shout out to Kia.
Yeah, there's so many shout outs, but anyway, they're just popping in my head now.
Shout out to Yardi Samson.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you know, that's all we got for y'all tonight. We love y'all, and stay safe. And when you cross the street, make sure you look both ways. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Kyosha.
Shout out to Kyosha.
I want
to shout out to my young brother King Wise. I want to shout out Kay Hill. I want to shout out Guilty Black.
My brother Garrett.
I want to shout out Garrett. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out my old Earth, my mama.
Janelle Reed.
Love you. Shout out to Janelle Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Oki Osman. Who else we got here?
Oh, man, shout out to Icon Hip Hop too, man.
Oh yeah,
Icon's doing a great. Icon's doing a great job, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out to Soul.
Jasmine. Shout out to my brother Casimiro, who sadly passed away in the last couple of weeks. Our family's going through something right now, so just showing some love to our family and Duncan right now.
Peace be upon him.
Shout out to Mekon, Harambe camp. Looking forward to coming to Harambe next week. Auntie Debbie, Auntie Lee, Cousin Leyland. Okay, I can't get into the cousins. Too many cousins. I'm gonna stop right there.
We gonna be here, y'all. We love y'all, man. Peace.
That was awesome. That was so cute. Give me a hug.
Load up the Pro Tools and press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsi's. Watching War Star videos, not the SBs. Laughing at B Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Absol in the corner, mumbling raps, fumbling packs of Blackie Miles. Crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J-Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Was it my record deal, but still I couldn't believe. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math. If he made it, then me not made it. Everything I had was for the team. I remained patient, grinding with my brothers. It was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts. Champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A hothead squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Ali, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my for show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana chicken, riverboat special, sleeping next to O2, our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, "Dot, you won't be slept on, you the to bet on." Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in, hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts. Played Phil Jackson in my early practices. Strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained. Highly collaborative. Rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. Keys kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes for shows as a hype man. They cook up in his room till the night ends. Time flies. Some carrying debates of a top five. Burying my ops and allies. But I done a half job. Communicating feelings of being stagnant. Life was getting bigger than just rapping. The business, what I was lacking. Top used to record me back when it was poor me. And now we at the round table for what assures me. I guess my motivation was the yearning for independence. Poured everything I had left in the family business. Now it's about Kendrick. I want to evolve. Place my skill set as a black exec. I jog. My memory knowing black hippie didn't work because of me. Creatively, I moved on with new concepts in reach. Top. Remember Harlem sessions, we would strategize to hit the streets, then come back, record 3 records. To tell the truth, it me up when D-Man passed. The motive was the condolences, but the pride crash. I had to bypass old mythologies I had. Put my heart on display like it was an iMac. To how my young, let me be the demonstration. How to conduct differences with a healthy conversation. If that's your family, then handle it as such. Don't let the socials gas you up, but let emotions be your crush. Pick up the phone and bust it up before the history is lost. Hand to handshake is good when you have a heart to heart.
Use your heart and not your eyes.
Baby, just relax your mind.
If you got time, then I got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Free your thoughts and watch them fly. Use your heart and not your eyes.
Jazz Boulevard coming up next. We love y'all. One on the radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. Peace.